I think that the teams have done wonderful with them. Their works were ideal for what we think that we need, and just very proud of the guys to get to this position.
Could you talk about what each work was designed to do with Gunrunner not having run since the end of March?
We worked Gunrunner last Monday, me and Scott and Carlos and Florent, thought that it was a very good work, but that he needed a little bit more of a blow. Saturday they started the Derby break training. Think that the racetrack is not as tight then, just a freshly harrowed and stuff. It seems early in the morning it's faster. And, been training him at that time since, and thought that we would get a good blow in him today, and think that's exactly what we got out of the work.
And with Creator, since he just ran 9 days ago?
Creator's coming around at the right time. I really like his focus, how much more professional he's been the last 2-3 weeks, a month, and just trying to keep him in the rhythm that he was in between the Rebel and the Arkansas Derby. I was extremely pleased for him to maintain his focus as well as he did today, with as much as there is to look at here, Derby week, the couple weeks leading up to the Derby. And I think that he is definitely turning into an excellent racehorse.
Both of them have different running styles. Can you just
definitely are a complement to each other in that regard. Just speaking with Elliot after his work, that as handy as Creator is in the morning, in the way that he goes to the pole and breaks out, it is kind of surprising, his lack of speed away from the gates, but it is very effective for him, and we're comfortable with that. With that being said, Gunrunner is a quick horse, extremely athletic, and capable of being very close to any pace.
Steve, what's this time of year like for you, and just kind of having a stacked deck in both the Derby and the Oaks?
Well, and right now it's a very proud time. I'm watching the fillies and the colts train and their colored towels and the physical shape that they're in and how well that they're traveling. I'm extremely proud of the horses and the team that has got them in this condition.
On the topic of your... Go ahead.
Steve, do you think, with the crop that you have right here, this is maybe the best chance that you've had to win the Derby, or at least one of them?
I got Curlin beat in the Derby, and so I know that it's an event. The works today, I feel, indicate their soundness, mental and physical readiness for it. But what happens in a 20-horse field here, 1.25 miles, can eliminate any horse from victory.
Obviously, Gunrunner is one of those horses that want to be close to the pace. Would you like to see him, 3 or 4 back on that?
I think that the key with the Gunrunner to win the Derby is how he gets underneath the wire the first time. I think over half the field is eliminated in the first 1/4 mile of a Derby.
It took a while for Creator to break his maiden, his first 2 starts on the turf. What, take us back a little bit and how he developed for you.
I think pedigree-wise, who he is individually, he's just getting right at the right time. He's always been talented. He did lack some focus, and there was, being fortunate enough to be able to have him for Windstar, Mr. Trout and Elliot is, they just had all the patience in the world of letting him come around. Elliot always had the vision of him getting good when it mattered. The turf racing, first couple turf starts were, his lack of speed early. Felt that, talking with Elliot, that it would not, deter him from future racing. Just leave there and just get covered up with dirt and not really know what happened. And they said they went the same path with Drosselmeyer. His first couple races were on turf, and hopefully it works out as well.
So on the topic of the Oaks Fillies this morning, they all went out, 5 of them. Just kind of talk about how they went.
Well, 5 very different fillies. The Terra Promessa and Taxable, very good company for each other, as they proved so in the, in the fantasy. Thought that they both ran very hard in their last race and did not want much from them. Thought that they handled really well. They were both very relaxed, traveled good, galloped out nice. Nickname and Royal Obsession, I think, need to needed a little more this morning. They're both bigger mares, obviously, and physically, and wanted more from them, and they're both very talented and did so. And Adore is a very willing workhorse, a very good traveler, and always on the bridle in the mornings, and thought her work was very good as well.
This Kentucky Oaks is tough enough to handicap, but just even look at the five of your contenders trying to handicap. I mean, that'd be a heck of a race just in of itself, your five.
Yeah, well, I think the circumstances, you know, of the day and the pace scenario and who handles the circumstances of an Oaks or a Derby day, pre-race, post-parade, all come into play. And I think with Songbird out, it opens up the race to a new favorite, at the very least. You know, you're just trying to imagine where everybody will be, and that will be a bit of a guess. But, their health and just how we can get them over there in the best shape possible is what we're aiming at.
Nickname and Adore are kind of on the bubble. Are they? Do you plan on starting them in the Oaks or in anything else?
Well, I think that we will, you know, evaluate their works today with the connections and how we come out of it. And, you know, if not allowed to run in the Oaks, we will come up with plan, you know, what is suitable for them.
Okay.
You talk about how difficult. What would a Derby mean to you at this point?
I think that, you know, we've been fortunate to win some big races in the past, and every time that that has happened, or you're fortunate to do that, you realize, you know, how blessed you are to be in that position. I think that you prepare yourself to have a chance, and then you realize how lucky you got to be, even if you're good enough.
Do you think when you get this close, I mean, when you've gotten as close as you have, you feel like it's just kind of a matter of time, just having the right horse?
You always think you're going to win. It's what you feel good about your chances. You walk over there excited and to a degree where you know you're expecting to have success. And, like I said, you know, the works today are indication of their ability and their readiness for the Derby. But you have there's so many things you don't have any control over, especially how good the other horses run.
How reflective are you about your career? I mean, when you think about the success that you've had, and maybe the thing with the Hall of Fame.
I obviously travel a lot, and you know, you take a little. You know, you sleep on a plane, you get home, you're awake, you know. I get to throw in some DVDs that are extremely exciting, you know, relive the moment a little bit like that. But I think I'm about halfway there, you know, I'm about halfway done, you know. Hit 50 this year and stuff. Got a good 20, 30 years left in me, so there's a lot left to do.
Steve, obviously Curlin was a two-time horse of the year. You saw that work, though, of Street Sense that same year when he galloped out the mile in 1:38, and you even said, no. I mean, you were most impressed with him and knew he was going to be very formidable. How do we compare Gunrunner's 139?
Well, I don't, being fortunate to have some great horses, they don't deserve to be compared to each other. You know, I think that you get, at the end of a horse's career, you can talk about what he did, but Gunrunner's an extremely talented horse that I am not surprised, as well as, you know, told you last week. You know, last week he will impress you. You know, he's a fast, talented horse, and he's very exciting. I love our chances, but say that with nothing but respect for who he runs against.
Put in perspective for lay people, galloping out a mile in 1:39.
Not everybody's capable of it. Like you said, he's a very talented horse that we've been very excited about for a long time, and love the position that he's in today. Knowing how important next 12 days are.
Prior to the Kentucky Jockey Club, I remember talking to Scott Blasey about Gunrunner, and he said that he had a lot of little boy in him, kind of citing, you know, he was a little immature. Talk about how he's developed since then.
Well, he is, pedigree-wise, I think you can see physically. He's very talented, always has been, but he is definitely going to continue to grow and get better. He is possibly a special horse. Off of the Louisiana Derby, talking with Ron Winchell and David Fisk, we were talking about how much better he's getting, and we're going to be very happy with where he ends up. And the thing was, are we going to be extremely happy in 6 weeks or in 6 months? And that's where we're at right now, right in the middle of that.
Excellent. You said Elliot always thought Creator was the tape that was going to get good at the right time, but when he was taking a little while, perhaps longer than projected, to win a race, did you ever, was he thinking, boy, this is going to be really tough to make the Derby, or was he kind of,
I think that he wasn't trying. I mean, lack of focus. I mean, we ran him in a couple maiden races that he got beat in, and you watched the race and you cooled him out and you knew you weren't getting a max effort from him. So, you know, and I think that we, our position was that, you know, we communicated that, you know, to Elliot, and he kept, you know, believed in us and believed that we weren't mistaken there and stayed on the path.
Is that one of the toughest aspects of training horses, to get a horse that you know there's talent there, but he's just not putting forth to get him to...
Each case is an individual, and this one is a success story. Some of them you never get the focus, or they come up with another reason, you know, to not ever get there.
Is that why he gallops in the blinkers? And
we do. We definitely maintain, you know, try to maintain the focus. Don't want to take any steps backwards.
Do you think much about the Hall of Fame boat? Does it really matter to you at this point?
Well, of course it does. I think for us in horse racing, the fact that people are put in or not while they're still doing this makes it different. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have some success, but I don't think we're even halfway done. I don't think we're halfway to where we're going to end up. So. We'll get it done. You know what I mean? I think this may be the year, you know, just for both things. You know, those horses are Creator and Gunrunner. You can work out a scenario in your head where they can have success in the Derby. And to be 12 days out and to be able to think that is a wonderful spot. But we're not going to quit training May 8th. You know, we're gonna do this, and I think we'll have a lot of success at it.
How driven are you? When I say that, I mean just when you have this many contenders.
I think that I truly enjoy being around these horses. If anything, the things that we've been through have made that crystal clear to me. You know why you do it? The horses. You love being around them.
With so many horses you have here this year, what's I guess the key in terms of? Of getting them comfortable at a place like this?
Well, we have a great luxury of all these horses have been here previously. You know, all of the Oaks fillies and as well as the two Derby horses have trained here last summer, last fall. You know, so I think that we know you've got a comfort level on what's good for them, what's normal for them under these circumstances. I mean, they're just, like I said, for us, you know, we refer to the rhythm of it, you know, and love the rhythm they're in. You know, they know what's going to... For me, you know, there he is. I want him to know what's going to happen tomorrow and be prepared for it.
Even though it's so different that week, on Derby week, how big is it that they are familiar with here for several other ones in the race as well?
Yeah, I think that it's, you can eliminate a variable. You know, that's all it is. You know, it doesn't make you better than you are, but you at least don't have a variable of eliminating you from being who you're capable of being.